There's an interesting fact that anthropologists have commented on a number of times, acculturation. When you transplant something to a completely different place, in other words, when you take an old English fiddle tune and bring it to the Appalachian Highlands, it tends to not change. Whereas the people who owned it back in the borderlands, say, of England and Scotland, with their music, so they could change it as they please. But when you brought it with you from the old country, you have to make it the same. And so a number of wonderful people, Cecil Sharp, a terrific English musicologist, came and collected words for these old ballads, and he found them more true in West Virginia and Tennessee and the Appalachian Highlands than they were in the borderlands where they had been created.
Yeah, that's exactly the case in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, where the Scots fiddlers go to learn how to play Scottish fiddle tunes.
Oh, that's an astonishing thing. And you grew up as a kid there, so you absorbed that, watched it, I imagine.
Yeah.